Deuteronomy 33 and the verse 23. Despite the score in the quiz, you know the way in football, whether it's balanced or not balanced, and it's 11-11 or it's maybe 11-8 or whatever, then somebody shouts out, next goal, the winner. If you guess what verse I am going to speak on, it will make no difference to the quiz. Right, starting to read at verse 23. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy dais, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who was like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee. Thou shalt tread upon their high places. Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing unto the reading of his word. And just out of interest, what verse will it be over here be? 27. Over here, you're both in agreement. Somebody says 29. Somebody says 22. Well, we'll just make the text verse 25 then. Of course it was 25 all the time. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy dais, so shall thy strength. As we stand, as we do tonight, on the brink of a new year, we will naturally wonder what our future holds. Every new year, it's the beginning of a new journey. How will we fare? What will the road be like? And will our way along the road be rough or easy? Like every other year, 2020, is a year in which we should want to move forward by faith, doing, as Peter said, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, it's most likely that all of us here tonight will be approaching this year 2020 with mixed feelings, a combination of excitement and maybe some degree of apprehension. We might well be excited about what 2020 could mean for us, but for the same reason that we don't know exactly what it'll involve, we're aware of the possibility of danger and difficulty along the way. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, was originally a prophecy given by Moses here just before he died, and he gave this one to the tribe of Asher. And we're only dealing with part of the prophecy. There was one part of it in 24. We're not even dealing with everything that's in verse 25. And here, by God's determination, it wasn't Moses settling it, it was God prompting, giving this direction. This tribe was granted land on the sea coast, north of what is the modern day Haifa, in the Mount Carmel region where Elijah would have been, extending right up into what we call southern Lebanon today. Asher's land was fruitful, as well as being mountainous. And to this people who were going to live up in this hilly terrain, God promises iron shoes, brass shoes, for the way that they are going to travel. First thought is this, the pathway. The pathway. And what I'm saying is this, because this is what the text is suggesting. The path ahead is a rocky road. Now, there's a man on screen tonight a number of times, and James Heyburn, you will know that he lives right there on the rocky road. Not a road you'd want to come down on an icy night or a snowy morning. But the obvious suggestion of the text here, Deuteronomy 33:25, is that we may have some rough road to travel before the year is done. Now, if the way is to be strewn with flowers, velvet slippers will do. If all we're going to do in 2020 with our 2020 vision is to sit down in the sofa and watch television, then we don't need iron shoes. Thick socks would be simply perfect. But if we plan to travel along rocky roads, then we need good footwear, and you'll get a coach and a sports team, and he will have a bit of a mantra, and he'll tell you, no pain, no gain, no guts, no glory, no struggle, no growth. And it seems pretty reasonable to expect that we will all walk on rocky roads before this year is over. There are no silk slippers on the road to heaven. We need iron shoes because the road is hard, the way is difficult, and the path is sometimes treacherous. And so we sing in agreement with that. It's not an easy road. There are trials and troubles, and many are the dangers we meet. And so first of all, we have looked here at the pathway. The path ahead is a rocky road. It's a mountainous trek. But then secondly, the provision. The provision. Because here's what we're saying. Provision has been made for this rocky road. Provision has been made for this rocky road. That's why we're reading here about iron shoes. In Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, it's a tremendous and a very precious promise. Because God is saying, those roads you're going to traverse are difficult, they're steep, they're hard to climb, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. In other words, that's translating into the road ahead, it'll be rocky, it'll be dangerous, but God is saying, I've made provision for you. And that provision, isn't it just most welcome? Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And not only that, there's another layer of this provision, because there's a second half of our text in Deuteronomy 33:25, and we have, it's almost like you've got your brass shoes, you've got your iron shoes, but they're going to be pretty hard to walk in, so you get an insole for a little bit of comfort. And here it is, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now notice right away, it is days, not day. This promise does not have an expiry date that vanishes the first time you use it. It's days. That essentially means three things. First of all, God will give strength for each individual day in the year ahead. Let's calibrate that in our minds, because that's a wonderful thought. God will give strength for each individual day in the year ahead. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Secondly, God will give strength for every kind of day that we face. Some days we know are filled with joy, light, happiness. Others with sadness, tears, frustration, filled with pain and heartache. But God is saying, whatever any given day brings, there will be strength enough to meet it. And then third, God will give strength to all our days until the end of our days. And as thy days, however long they might be, so shall thy strength be. What is that saying to you and me? It's saying this: we will run out of days before we will run out of God's strength. The more days, the more strength God gives. And so Paul is able to say, he giveth more grace. Now, this is a special promise for the passing of years. We have a wide variety of age group here tonight. But take every decade that passes. Some of you are going to struggle with that because you haven't lived too many decades. Others have lived a fair number of decades. What happens? You aren't as strong at the end of each decade as you used to be. Your energy doesn't last as long. Feels as if whoever's topping up the tank is just giving you a half fill. Your stamina seems to disappear quickly. And those parts of your body that once you thought were invincible are now beginning to show signs of wear and tear. On earth, time wears everything away. And we finally die. Because we're mortal. We're in a battle. Time is our enemy. But in eternity, well, you could put it like this, time will be our friend, because there we are immortal. We will never die. In a sermon that he preached on this text, Alexander McLaren, Baptist pastor formerly in Manchester, points out that this promise will still be true in heaven. As thy days, so will thy strength be. Another has claimed, and I can't verify this, nor could he, but he made the claim, the oldest angels look the youngest because they have been in God's presence the longest. In heaven, the passing of 1,000 years, and there's no time I know anymore, but the passing of 1,000 years, God talks in those terms, will make us younger, more vigorous, more vibrancy about us, because we will be more filled with God's glory, and we'll have learned so much more of Him. Will you have hard days in 2020? Fear not, your strength will equal your days. Will you have days of sickness? Fear not, because your strength, that is God's strength given to you, will equal your days. Will you have days of doubt and confusion and bewilderment, wandering, where am I going? What should I do? Fear not, God's strength will be equal to your days. Just for a moment, think personally. As though you're here, nobody else. And think about what your three greatest worries would be as you enter this new year. Three biggest worries or fears. What are they? Deuteronomy 33:25 assures us, no matter what happens, God's strength will always equal the days that are ahead. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The good news is, wherever God sends us, He supplies us. When He puts His people on a hard road, He gives them iron shoes for the journey, and the needed strength to come through each and every day. We sang on Sunday past the words of Thomas Chisholm. Pardon for sin. Going to need that every day. And a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today. Bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. You and I are never going to wake up on any given day and find God's strength is lacking. Therefore, we need not look anxiously ahead in happy days filled with sunlight. We may not need much strength. But when hard times come and the darkness closes in, we will find that divine reservoir from which we are drawing is full enough, has more than enough to meet all of our needs. Third and final thing here, the provider or the promiser. It is the Lord who promises provision for this rocky road. The provider, the promiser here, the Lord who promises provision for this rocky road. The Lord, pause to consider just for a moment, who promises this kind of blessing to us? The one who made us, the one who appoints and governs our days, the one who loved us from all eternity, the one whose love will never fail, for he will love his own right on to the end, the one whose resources, unlike ours, are unlimited, the one who gave himself for us, and he who gave his own son for us all, how will he not with him also give us all things? If God, such a God, has made such a promise, we may be sure that he will keep his promise completely. I love to remind myself that he is the God who goes before his people. Many times, and we've thought about it at Christmas time, with the name Emmanuel, God with us, he travels with his people, and that's true, and that's a wonderful thought, to have God go with me all the way through life. That's brilliant, but that's only part of the story. He'll not only be with us now, he's already way up the road ahead of us. Think about it like this. While we struggle with the problems of today, God is hard at work providing solutions for the things that we are going to face tomorrow. While we are living in Tuesday, he's clearing the road